the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
ظلمت نفسي وتجرأت بجهلي وسكنت إلى قديم ذكرك لي ومنك علي.
Imam Ali عليه السلام, in this part of Kumail's supplication, says, ظلمت نفسي, I have wronged myself. وتجرأت بجهلي, I have been audacious in my ignorance. وسكنت إلى قديم ذكرك لي, and I have depended upon your constant remembrance of me, وَمَنِّكَ عَلَيْهِ, and your favor toward me. Let's start discussing the beginning part, where Imam عليه السلام says, ظَلَمْتُ نَفْسِي, I have wronged myself. Imam عليه السلام, in fact, by saying this ظَلَمْتُ نَفْسِي, is confessing and saying that although I recognized you well by watching and contemplating on your wonderful creations, on your graces, on your mercies, by watching your signs in the world, although I heard all the facts about you in the researchers, in the reading books on you, Imam Ali alayhi salam is teaching us how we should turn to the Almighty Allah. So he says, although I have done all these, but I did not come towards you. I did not obey your rules. I did not worship you. I did not ask you requests and became ignorant of you. This was a mistake I have always committed, and thus I have wronged myself. ظَلَمْتُ نَفْسِي. Of course, the Muslims all know that these confessions Imam Ali alayhi salam is making has nothing to do with himself. And these kinds of confessions prove how modest Imam Ali alayhi salam is before the Almighty Allah and how he is teaching us to talk to our Lord. O Lord, we have recognized your prophets by reading their history. We have known them as the guides to salvation. We have known them as the sympathetic beings. We have recognized your prophets as the deliverers of people from satanic temptations. We have known the prophets as advisors. Yet we ignored them all. We resorted to sources other than them. We followed stranger traditions and we did not appreciate our prophets. Yet we should have been grateful of the Almighty Allah and we should have stopped turning and resorting to other sources. But we insisted on our miserable ways of life. We followed misguidance path. And this is how we have wronged ourselves. ظَلَمْتُ نَفْسِي, I have wronged myself.
Oh Allah, I beg as one whose neediness is extreme and who supplicates his knees to you and whose desire for that which is with you has become great. Oh Allah, great is your kingdom and exalted is your greatness. Your plan is secret, your authority is manifest, your might is victorious and subduing, and your power is prevalent throughout, and it is not possible to escape from your dominion. O Allah, apart from you, I do not find anyone able to pardon my sins, nor to conceal my shameful acts, nor do I have anyone except you to change my evil deeds into virtues. There is no God but you, glory and praise be to you. I have oppressed my own soul, I had the audacity to sin by my ignorance, I have relied upon my ancient remembrance of you and your grace towards me. O Allah, my Lord, how many of my ugly deeds have you concealed? How many of my grievous afflictions have you abolished? And how many stumblings of mine have you prevented? How many of my detestable acts have you averted? And how many of my undeserving praises have you spread abroad?
Thank you, Allah, now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever.
The ocean of dua.
In fact, when we consider our lifestyles, we can see how we have wronged ourselves in different aspects. We got familiar with the holy book Quran through participating in religious gatherings, and we read Islamic books, and we were present in the gatherings where Islamic teachings were discussed. We found out that Quran has been revealed from the Almighty Allah to the Prophet of Islam, sallallahu, in order to guide us all, in order to guide all the servants in the universe. We knew that this book is the most comprehensive book. We knew that this book is the one which included the most fruitful topics and useful teachings. We could realize its most excellent instructions. We understood how wise rules mentioned in the Holy Quran can be applicable to our societies and communities, but nevertheless, we neglected its signs, we neglected its facts, and we lived a negligent life. When we recited Quran, we did not think about its meanings of the verses. Sometimes we even ignore reciting Holy Quran, and hence we have wronged ourselves severely. Imam alayhi salam in this part of Kumail supplication says, "Zalamtu nafsi," I have wronged myself. Brothers and sisters, we'll try to discuss more about this part of Kumail supplication in the next program. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Don't let me go astray.
close to you.